Are You Awake?
An improvised podcast of late night conversations by Impro Melbourne.
Oh, do you have any more of that seasickness medication?
The last dose was the end of it, I'm afraid. And I'm still feeling equally poorly, as I'm sure you are.
Yes, I can feel my stomach churning.
It's best to try to distract yourself. Find a happy thought. Just a non-nauseous glimmer of hope.
Oh, Bertram, I'm going to think about our wedding day.
Lillian, that was a happy day. On land, blessed land, sure-footed ceremony that it was.
Up in the hills.
And you were radiant, like the sun, warming me from the inside out.
You know, I have to admit, leading up to the event, I wasn't completely sure, but when I walked into that church and I saw you standing at the altar, that well-oiled moustache, I knew I was doing the right thing.
I had sensed your trepidation leading up to the ceremony, the quietness that crept in towards the corners of your mouth. I didn't want to bring it up in case I brought the whole union unstuck. But I'm so glad that whatever misgivings you had were chased away by that wonderful day. It wasn't until a year into the marriage that I had my misgivings.
What?
Yeah, misgivings like you had leading up to the wedding. I had them a year into our marriage.
But why? Wasn't I a good wife to you? What could I possibly have done?
Nothing, Lillian, it wasn't. Oh, steady on. The ocean's getting quite tumultuous. We must push through, Lillian. It wasn't anything you did or didn't do, my love. It was just the regular ennui that creeps into a union such as ours. If anything, you were too good. I craved some rougher edges at times.
Indeed. Well, I'll certainly provide you with some rougher edges, if you wish.
Oh, no, Lillian, don't you see? This was years in the past. I came to realize that all the misgivings that I thought were from dissatisfaction with the two of us were just... Well, it was just my own foolish pride, recognizing that we were growing older and not wanting to say goodbye to the restlessness of youth.
My mother did warn me that men may go through such a time in their lives, but I must admit I was quite oblivious to it at the time.
I keep a stoic face on at all times, Lillian. It's one of my many, many gifts. That and leather work. I've been quite good at working leather of late. It's another skill. I put that in my skills department. I made this briefcase.
Oh, yes. It's very lovely, dear. Very lovely.
Well, I'm starting to feel altogether much better, Lillian.
Yes, me too. Oh, no. No, wait. Oh, whoops. Oh, I think I need something. Oh, dear.
Not,
oh,
not
hand me that briefcase.
Oh, no, not the briefcase. No, Lillian. Oh, the letters.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't.
I've got misgivings, Lillian.
You've been listening to Are You Awake? An improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. This episode featured the voices of Gillian Healy and Rick Brown. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening, and sleep tight.